the largest evacuation in California history. About a half a million people is underway as the wildfires torching the southern part of the state enter a fourth day.
Five people in the San Diego area have died. More than three dozen have been injured, including at least 18 firefighters. More than 600 square miles have burned, consuming more than 1,000 homes. When I hear that stat about square miles, I never know how to contextualize it. Think of it this way. Manhattan is 23 square miles. This fire is 25 times the size of Manhattan.
As the fires have flared, so have tempers. Some residents told the LA Times that they watched their houses burn with no fire trucks in sight. Orange County officials say it's a lack of resources.
Brian Savage from the Culver City Fire Department blamed clutter left in homeowners' yards for fueling the fire. Here's a quote from Savage. That stuff starts burning and it's right up next to the house. They just don't get it. We can't be at every house. It's frustrating.
Now, the internet seems to be a place where people can get some control and find their own solutions by using the microblog Twitter to let friends know where they are. And even Craigslist to help find help or housing. A couple, Robert and Marie from San Diego, posted this message. We can help a couple or small family with up to two kids have one bedroom with a private bathroom available in our condo.
One person offered a $1,000 reward for family photos stolen from a car during evacuation. He wrote, thieves, if you are reading this, just let us know where you dump this stuff. No questions asked. There is a huge sentimental value to the letters and pictures. They're priceless to our family, not to you.
We'll talk to a Craigslist poster in just a moment who needed help evacuating 62 animals. As for the blogs, Jim wrote on Forbes on Tech about his evacuation. While I may appear like some grizzly little super salty vet, I'm not a least bit ashamed to admit that I'm very afraid of being seriously burned.
I would think, but there is some optimism just from a meteorology standpoint. This whole fire is fueled by the strong and dry Santa Ana winds. They've been a force in spreading the fires. Those winds are expected to subside in the next few days.
President Bush plans to visit the region tomorrow.
And that is today's BPP Big Story. Now here's Rachel Martin with the rest of the day's news.